I have a secret.
Uh-huh.
I use Secret Whole Body Deodorant because more than just my armpits stink.
Oh, can I use it where my bra rubs under my...
Oh, yeah.
And what about down there? You know, my...
Totally. 4 out of 5 gynecologists would recommend it. So I tried it, and now I get 72 hours of freshness from my pits to my...
Ooh, I love that it's a spray.
Me too. And it comes in sticks and creams too. Go get your Secret Whole Body Deodorant.
Hey y'all, Marce Martin here with a little Tampax story. One time I went on vacation in the Bahamas with some friends, and of course I got my period. I didn't want anything to stop me from living my best life on my trip, so I was like, why not be brave and try Tampax? Before that, I really just thought tampons were for adults, and I definitely thought they'd be uncomfortable. Guess what, y'all? They really aren't. It might take a few tries, but once it's in right, you shouldn't feel it, which is great. For a better way to period, just add Tampax.
This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 464, Tight and Loose Cultures. Learn the best way to run your online community, business community, or personal community. And master emotional bidding, or your personal and online communities will fall. Both by Greg Audino with Vibely.io. And I'm Dan. I am your host and narrator. Welcome to Optimal Startup Daily, where I read to you every single day from some of the best blogs on entrepreneurship. And today we have not one, but two different posts from Greg Audino, so hope you enjoy them, and let's get right to it as we optimize your life. Tight and Loose Cultures. Learn the best way to run your online community, business community, or personal community. By Greg Audino with Vibely.io. Whether you're a parent, a boss, an influencer, or anyone else who others look to for guidance, building good leadership skills is really helpful, but we might not always know what our communities need or want. Let's look quickly at how Doctor of Cross-Cultural Psychology Michelle Gelfond labels cultures as either tight or loose. Tight culture. More rules, restrictions, and order. Great for overcoming obstacles, achieving goals, and handling threats. And struggles with freedom, individuality, and spontaneity. And loose culture. Less rules, restrictions, and order. Great for freedom, individuality, and spontaneity, and struggles with overcoming obstacles, achieving goals, and handling threats. Find out what's best for your community. While being too extreme in either direction will cause failure, communities still need to be led in one way or another, both long-term and based on each situation. To know which way you should lean as a leader, ask yourself what you're trying to accomplish and what your community needs. If you and your community are mostly about fun and togetherness, value freedom and expression above all else, are not working on a specific goal right now, do not want to change or improve, and love being present and not having a plan, then a loose culture is for you. There are always exceptions, but more often than not, try to avoid tight schedules and guidelines. Let everyone have a say in potential changes, and keep everything slow and free-flowing so group members feel less controlled and free to be themselves. If you and your community have a goal to accomplish, feel threatened or unfulfilled if that goal is not accomplished, enjoy structure and planning, like knowing that everyone is working to play their part, and like knowing that more restrictions and sacrifices bring better results, then a tight culture is for you. Again, with some exceptions, bring order to your community. Give them lessons, schedules, concrete targets to hit, and make sure everyone is holding one another accountable. Don't be afraid to take over and make decisions for everyone in important situations. One thing to always remember. This isn't black and white. A loose culture will need to become tighter if members have spoiled themselves too much and have no foundation. A tight culture will need to become looser if members feel they have no say in anything and have lost their individuality or fun. As a leader, always check in and reconsider the direction that your community is going in. Where and when can you tighten or loosen? It's a daily grind, but you've got this, and you wouldn't be where you are if you couldn't handle it. Master emotional bidding, or your personal and online communities will fall. By Greg Audino with Vibely.io. Ever heard of emotional bidding? It's one of the biggest determining factors for whether or not your relationships succeed long term. In fact, The research gathered from a 6-year study of newlyweds performed by the Gottman Institute, one of the world's leading relationship research centers, suggests that, quote, couples who stayed together turned toward each other's emotional bids 86% of the time, while those who went on to divorce turned toward each other's bids only 33% of the time, end quote. What is an emotional bid? An emotional bid is when one person reaches out to another in order to get their attention. This could be something as simple as a quiet comment about the weather, or as obvious as giving someone a big hug. Responding with excitement or even neutrality goes a long way and is much better for the relationship than not responding at all or responding with aggression. Spotting emotional bids from your online community. For content creators or online leaders, responding to the emotional bids of their audience is just as important. Some examples of emotional bids from your followers include shoutouts, comments, DMs, tags, and likes. Even the most successful creators will fail if they do not turn towards the bids of their audience. But with so much to do, how can you find the time to engage with everybody? How busy creators can respond to emotional bids. Creators are people, not machines. You cannot necessarily respond to all of your audience's bids, and there is no rule saying you have to. So how can you walk the line between engaging with your community and respecting your own time and boundaries? Here are some ideas. 1. Acknowledge your lack of time. Make regular announcements to your audience that you love all of their effort and support, even if you don't have time to thank them individually. Remind them that none of it would be possible without them and that you appreciate everything they do. 2. Respond with emojis. Many top creators keep up by responding to emotional bids with emojis. Typing out whole responses is time-consuming and creates expectations. Drop an emoji that shows how you're feeling. 3. Giveaways. Giveaways and prizes are concrete evidence that lets your audience know that you care about them. Remind them that you like giving them items for free because you see all the good they do for you, and offer items that will be meaningful for them. 4. Ask for their help. Send an emotional bid right back to your audience, and deliberately ask for their advice and what type of content they'd like to see from you, or how they feel you could improve their experience. And 5. Feature their emotional bids. Did someone make some cool fan art or even leave a hilarious comment? Show it off in your next story and let them know that it got a strong reaction out of you. You just listened to the posts titled, Tight and Loose Cultures: Learn the Best Way to Run Your Online Community, Business Community, or Personal Community, and Master Emotional Bidding or Your Personal and Online Communities Will Fall, both by Greg Audino with Vibely.io. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business. And it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And thank you to Greg. He's actually part of our team here at OLD. He is the host and narrator over on Optimal Relationships Daily, where he reads articles covering friendship, dating, marriage, parenting, and everything in between, including your relationship with yourself. So you can find Optimal Relationships Daily wherever you're hearing this. And this article that I just read is actually Greg writing for Vibely. Vibely is an all-in-one place to lead an interactive membership. Thousands of leaders have started their own communities on the Vibely platform where they can connect with fans, but also offer additional products and services. You can check it all out at Vibely.io. But that should do it for today. I thank you so much for being here and listening all the way through. And I will be back here reading to you tomorrow. And that is where your optimal life awaits.